Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Nun Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Beis at the Mishnah. If a pot was not covered before Shabbos, we may not cover it after dark. So when it's gale mutrech seifei, if it was covered and became exposed, one may cover it. One may fill a flask of cold water and put it under a pillow or blanket to keep it cold. The Gemara says, "Not let me by joyim, machzim by joyim, not mishech hashecha, machzim mishech hashecha." If one took a tashu from his installation during the day, he may return it during the day. If one took it after dark, he may return it after dark. Not let me by joyim, because shalav joyim, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda im nifkalkala haguma asura. If one took it during the day and Shabbos came, Rabbi Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that if the cavity was ruined, the insulation caved in, it's forbidden to return it. Mekira lekira muta. One may move a pot from one kira to another. Menahu dama Rabbi Laza b'shem b'shura b'shura seifi es Rabbi Chia ha'godol v'hayisi ma'ale leichamin v'diyuti ha'tachtoina v'diyuti ha'elyoina v'machzirin lekira. And we learn from what Rabbi Laza said in the name of Rabbi Hoshea, I used to serve Rabbi Chia the Great, and I would bring up for him hot water from the bottom floor to the upper floor and return it to the kira. Rabbi Yumia, Rabbi Shimon, afilu mekira she'aveil memuot, lekira she'aveil meruba muta. And Rabbi Yumia, Rabbi Shimon, said that even from a kira of small heat to a kira of great heat is permitted. Lekira letamina asa, metamina lekira asa, metamina metamina sviha. From a kira to hatmana is forbidden, from hatmana to a kira is forbidden, from hatmana to another hatmana and something else is it permitted. Nifkala mevajim mechseu mevajim nifkala mechashecha mechaseu mechashecha. If it was covered and became exposed during the day, he may cover it during the day. If it became exposed after dark, he may cover it after dark. Nifkala mevajim kizishal avayim. Now, if it became exposed during the day and Shabbos came, may he cover it. Finally, in tamin chamin mechashecha, aval meisifin aleihem ksus vekenim. May not wrap hot chamin, food or water after dark, or may add to it garments and kelim. How much must be on it that it be permitted to cover it with more things? Rabbi Zvikan, v'shem Rabbi Chanina, afilu mapa. Rabbi Zvikan, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said, even a cloth suffices. Rabbi Zeru says, only if that thing actually helps to keep your heart. Am Rabbi Chanina, kol ha'dvarim ra'ilim. Rabbi Chanina said that everything helps. Am Rabbi Matanya, v'yeus, ilu man de nasev mantut v'yavla ha'reishe, v'shah sinsa dilma le'kavish sinsa. And Rabbi Matanya brought a support for that. This is correct, because one who takes a worn-out garment and puts it on his head when it's cold, does it not keep his head from getting cold? Shem she'ein temnin chamin m'shachashecha, kach ein temnin le'sheleg v'le'seinin, very matter. That's like we may not wrap chamin after dark, though we may not wrap snow and cold food or drink to keep it cold after dark, whereas Rebbe permits. Esiv Shmuel bar Abba al Hador kadmaisa b'ha tani b'malei hu adam esakitain shalmayim b'noisin tachafakar tachafakesis ela de Rebbe matter. We have a question against the first Tana, because this is Shmuel Abba from our Mishnah. When we fill a flask of cold water and put it under a pillow or blanket to keep it cold, it is only like Rebbe, because Rebbe permits. Kan Ashar is, the answer is no, it's like everyone, for a short period of time, then it all would permit it. For an extended period of time, Rebbe and Chachamim disagree. Adnalach, Perek, Bameh Toimim. And we begin now the fifth Perek. Perek Bameh Behema. The Mishnah asks what may an animal go out with on Shabbos and what may not go out with. If a person's commanded animal rests on Shabbos, he may wear something normally used for protection, means to protect the animal to prevent it from running away. Yotza gamal be'efsar v'hanaka v'chatam v'aluvdikim v'fumbia v'asuz v'shir. And the Mishnah answers a camel may go out with a halter, which means a rope tied to its mouth, a naka, which is a female camel, may go out with an iron wing through a hole pierced in the middle of the nose. Lubdikin, which is donkeys, may go out with an iron bit, and a horse may go out with a shear, which is a collar with a strap or rope attached. All balei hashear yotzim b'shear and nimshachim b'shear. All balei hashear, which means animals that normally go out with a shear that we mentioned, may go out with a shear and are pulled by a shear on Shabbos. Mazn aleihem b'tovlim b'mekayim. If it became tame, one may sprinkle the paradum and the mechatas on it and immerse it while it's in place on the animal. It means that we're not concerned if the animal be chalsitza, means if it's too tight. The Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rishim Aviv, Abba Behemoth, Nim Shachos, Be'esar, Be'elohain, Asus, Ve'aperet, Ve'agamar, Ve'achamol. The Gemara brings the Baisa, says Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yosi, there are four animals that are pulled by a halter, a horse, a mule, a camel, and a donkey. Amar Chizkiya, Rishimona, Ve'chein, Tiye, Magavas, Asus, Aperet, Ve'agamar, Ve'achamol. Chizki said, we're assuming the way to remember this is Mepaskin Zachariah in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Tezvav, and so will be the plague of the horses, the mules, the camels, and the donkeys. Rav Amar Halacha Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Rav says Halacha follows Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Luvdikim Istanai Tani Lagdakas. Amisha said Luvdikim, some teach Lagdakas, which is another word for this type of donkey. Mandama Luvdikim, Al Shem Velubim, Vekushim, Vemitz Adav, Manda Amma Lugdukas of Matus. The one who says Lugdukim, this is based on the Pasuk in Daniel Perek Yudal Pasuk Mem Gimel, which is Velubim, Vekushim, Vemitz Adav, which means the donkey of Luv, donkeys of Luv. The one who says Lugdukas, this is Avamatus. No Avamatus. What is Avmatus? Is a donkey from Silek. Rabbi Yona, Amal, Rabbi Hoshia, boy, Geim Aboim, Meluvim, Mao, Lam Tin, Lahen, Gimel Deus. Rabbi Yona asked Rabbi Hoshia, converts who come from Luvim, they have to wait three generations before marrying a Gisel, like the law of a converted Mitzvi. Am Rabbi Yona, Bin Suya, Min Madan, Ben Chamia, Ahain, Pula, Mitzvaya, Kadun Rativ Inun Savchinle Luvi, Kadun Nagiv Inun Savchinle Port Mitzvaya, Ada Amma Ge Me Luvi Sechlamtin Gemel Davis. Rabbi Yona Ben Suya answered, since we say that Mitzvi beans, when they're wet, they are called Luvi, and when they're dry, they're called Mitzvi beans, it shows that converts from Luvi must wait three generations. Ada Amma Hu Luvi Hu Mitzvi, and we can infer therefore that Luvi is Mitzvi. Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Oishia halacha k'divrei haTalmud. Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Oishia, said that the halacha follows the Talmud with Rabbi Yona, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Oishia. Divrei Chachamim call min paradois echad. Chacham say that all mules are one species. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira command the tamer le'inyan issa v'chein kol shah behema le'inyan heta. Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira says that just like you say about issa, which is in the Mishnah later on that says that a camel may not go out with various things, the same applies to all animals. So you say about all other animals for heter, which means our Mishnah permits a camel with a halter and a naka, which is a female camel with an iron bit. The same applies to all animals unless taught explicitly otherwise.